The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Doctors Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we welcome you to the Markham Mount Academy Gymnasium here in Natchez in Kansas, where we're getting set for high school basketball this evening on Kent Radio, as in the Northeast Kansas League. Markham Mount Academy plays host to Jefferson County North. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph, our producer, engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio, Tom Couch with you here on the mezzanine, and happy to be with you tonight as there are a lot of games going on around the area. It is game two of the season for both of these teams. And as they come into the game tonight, in the ladies' game, Markham Mount Academy 0-1 after their first game loss to ACCHS. Jefferson County North with a 1-0 record after their first game win over McLeod. Joseph, I'm going to ask you to check and see. I'm getting just the most incredible echo. I hear about a 2-second delay and hear myself very clearly in the headset. So I'll see if you think there's a remedy that we can work with for that. There are a lot of games, as I mentioned a moment ago, going on around the area tonight. They would include Perry LeCompton traveling to Paola tonight. You're going to find Donovan West at Riverside. ACCHS is home with Jackson Heights. It'll be Horton at Valley Falls. Nemaha Central traveling into St. Mary's. And Troy hosting Hiawatha. The Phoenix of Atchison at home on the guys' side with Tonganoxie. And ladies' game with Tonganoxie and Atchison starting, probably just moments ago. That said, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Bring you the starters for the ladies' game, the first of our high school hoop doubleheader. We'll kick it back to Joseph here in the studio. Be right back.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us again here in the Hammerteeth Gymnasium. And yeah, Joseph, it is still quite the same, so we'll see if we can't figure this out as the evening wears on. And the public address announcer gets set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand here this evening. Traffic continues to file its way in. That said, let's bring you the starters. First of all, for the visitors from Jefferson County North, under head coach Steve Knoll, his assistant Rich Jobbins, and for JCN tonight, it's going to be senior Jocelyn Seaver. also you've got to find a freshman in Riley Thompson, senior Claire Jobbins. You'll find Emily Langley and Clara Johnson, both juniors. For MHMA and head coach Luke Dull with his assistant coach Mary Isaac, MHMA is going to be starting Jordan Rink, Hope Manowitz, Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, and Bethany Urban. Among those, you're going to find Manowitz is a junior, Rink a junior, Urban a junior, Coker and Bagley are the two seniors on the team. JCN is in its traveling Kelly Green with white lettering and trim. And for MHMA, it is home whites with gold and black. JV guys game. There was no JV girls game this evening. The JV guys game was won by the home team. MHMA coming away with a W in that one. So, with that said, we're about ready to get underway with this here this evening. So, with that said, shows up, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Welcome back to Haverty Gymnasium, where we're just getting underway. The ball is up the tip of the way, controlled down by JCN. And as they feed it down to the baseline, we're going to get a quick reach in and an early foul on Scarlett. It'll be put back in play by the Lady Chargers, and a baseline shot from the left side is going to be up and in. Knocking that one down is Jocelyn Seaver. And JCN has broken out on top early on, 2-0. Back the other way we come, and this bucket is up and good. And putting that in is Hope Banowitz. So we are quickly tied at 2. Shot underneath, JCN, no. Follow shot is up, no good. Another follow shot is up and off the window and in. Knocking that one in for Jeff North is going to be Claire Johnson. So Clara with her first points in the game, and it's 4-2, Jefferson County North. Markham out Academy with the basketball out on top of it is going to be Bethany. Urban with a little left hand, now the seesaw. Dribble works over to the left side, comes out on top to Rink. Pulled the ball high above her head, beats it to the top of the key. Out on top of this is going to be Banowitz over to the left side to Urban. She'll stop, pop three, way too strong. And a rebound is going to be saved by MHMA. Lady Ravens will bring it back off on top. We're at 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. JCN with a 4-2 lead. Bethany will work it around to the left side. We're going to see the Lady Chargers starting off a little zone defense here. They'll work back around to the deep right corner. Banowitz will go from there. Won't drop. Rebounding it down, Jefferson County North. Emily Langley coming up with a rebound and into the forecourt with the basketball. Here comes Clara Johnson. Clara dumps it over to the right side to Langley. She's playing it off on the wing. The hook shot from underneath is off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Urban. Bethany will drive it up the floor. 2 minutes into the ball game. Lady Rapes will take it up on top, dump it over to the left side, and again, working against this bit of his own. The feed over to the right block. No room in the middle for Scarlett. Comes out on top to Rink. She'll travel into the middle. Shot is up way off the mark. Rebounding it back down. Comes JC in. Up court for the basketball, Lady Chargers. And the ball's knocked free and stolen. Here comes MHMA. Urban comes down, nearly travels with it, no whistle. Coker has it on top. Over to Vanderwitz. She'll launch a three. Too strong. Rebound underneath by Rink. Back out on top. It'll go to Hope and around the outside. More Helmut Academy moving to basketball. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Remaining 4-2. Jeff North, low scoring contest so far. Out on top with it, MHMA. They work the perimeter. Vanderwitz skip past over to the baseline left. Down the feet underneath, off the block. Coker goes up, can't get the shot to fall, but she's going to draw the foul and come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Macy Thompson. Free throw? No. So the first free throw for Coker will not fall, and it remains 4-2. Just over 5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. One more shot coming up here for Coker. Right-handed shot, high arcing, rolls around and in. It is a one-point game, 4-3, as we're at 5 minutes left in the opening quarter. A couple of teams here in the Northeast Kansas League. The feed will go over underneath to Abby Laird, and as the pass comes down to the baseline left, Langley goes up for the shot, and she gets fouled. JCN started the game with two very tall players. Coach Nolan's already gone to the bench and has brought in a third. So he's got three very tall players out of the court. Free throws up, but not going to happen. That foul, by the way, was on Hope Vanderwitz. And a first free throw will not go in for Emily Langley. She's got one more shot coming up here. Emily going to take her time, eye this one up, right-handed shot, off wide to the right side, but we're going to get a lane violation, and it's going to wipe away that shot. MHMA will have the basketball. It'll be put in play by Scarlett Bagley from deep in the backcourt. Lady Ravens will come up the floor, and for MHMA, they have already gone to the bench, and we are going to see Caitlin Folsom come in. So Caitlin to the ballgame, the freshman. Here's a long three for Urban. No. Rebound tipped out, and Scarlett keeps it alive. Can she save it? Yes. Nice job for Scarlett. Here's a three from the outside. In and out, no good by Coker. And up court with it will come J.C. in. For him, on Academy, unable to get anything to drop for him. One bucket in the early moments of the game. And we're approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. It is a 4-3 game. Topside with it is Abby Laird for Jeff North. They'll rotate it over to the right side. The feed off the free throw line. Shot up. No rebound, Bagley. No. Rebound, Folsom. So, Folsom comes down with a basketball. She'll take it to the baseline. Little runner. It's up and good. That bucket belongs to Caitlin Folsom, and she's put MHMA in front at 5-4, 3:40 to go. 3-point shot for JC and no. Rebound Coker. Outlet. Down the court comes Rink. The guard with the fast breakaway opportunity, and she'll pass it up and bring it back out on top. 3:25 to go and winding there. Really quickly moving opening quarter. Rink will have it on the left side. Passes up the shot. Folsom. Back over to Coker. Out on top to Urban. Left side Rink. Will not take the shot. Urban. She will. It's a three for Bethany. Can't get it to fall. Rebounding it down. Jace. Claire Jobbins coming up with the basketball. She'll bring into the forecourt with the right hand dribble. Lob it over to the right block. Laird will feed it across to the baseline. It's going to be out of bounds. Slapped away by Coker. A couple of substitutions coming in for Morehelmout Academy. Into the ball game is going to come Nora Keckner and Hannah Cody. .250 to play in the opening quarter. Top side squaring up. Here's a three, perfect. And Chase Ian goes back in front. Three-point shot by Clara Johnson, and she's got five. 7-5. Jeff North, 2.5 to go into opening quarter. Urban with it on top. Beats to the free throw line. Now back over to the right side to Cody. Morehead Academy with two freshmen on the court right now. Here's a little baseline jumper. Nope. Rebound Folsom. Nope. Rebound pulled down by JCN. Clearing it away. Coming up the court with the basketball is Claire Jobbins. 2 minutes to play in the first, and we're going to get a travel on top. Chargers are going to bring Macy Thompson back in. And here comes Morehead Academy. You've got Urban, Cody, Folsom, Keckner, and Coker. Here's Cody for three. Way too strong. Rebound Folsom gets it back. Folsom with a quick four, and it is 7-7. That's wrong. No, it's right. 7-7. That's right. With a minute 40 to go in the first. JCN, left side, off the window, no. Rebound Laird, no. Rebound Thompson, no, but she's fouled. Multiple offensive rebounds under the basket for Jeff North. Couldn't get him to go in, but we'll have a foul and free throws coming up here. It will be foul number one on Caitlin Folsom. Team foul three for Morehead Academy. And coming to the line, Macy. Free throw, won't get in. It's still a 7-7 ball game. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one, so stay with us for that here this evening. Second free throw, online too strong. Rebound pulled down by Keckner. Here comes Urban. Bethany drives right, comes off the screen, shot up off the side, no good. Rebounding it down, JCN. So MHMA have a trouble with that fast break, couldn't get it to fall. Here's a drive to the baseline, a screen on the other end, and it's going to be up and good. The bucket by Claire Jobbins, her first point of the game. It is 9-7. Jeff North with a minute 10 to go. Opening quarter. The pass underneath slapped away from Folsom. Back into the game for one coach, Noel, is going to come Banowitz and Rink. Back into the game for the other coach, Noel, is going to come Emily Langley. Minute 9 to go here in the first. Rink will have it on the right side, drives across, doesn't get a shot. Top side, Banowitz over to the right wing. Coker, Banowitz, kicks it right. Rink looks inside, passes the shot. Banowitz to launch three, Rebound, cleared away, Jeff North. Here comes JCN. Clara Johnson brings it down. 45 seconds to play, opening quarter. Top side with the basketball, looking into the middle. It's going to be Abby. She'll take it baseline right. And can't quite stop quickly enough. We'll travel with it. Keckner comes out of the game. Scarlett Bagley will return. Lady Ravens with six players out there. Richard, you get six now? Oh, no, you only get five. Just when I have to go and take off the second shoe, I know that that's one too many. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. It is a 9-7 lead for Jefferson County North. Banowitz will feed over to the right block to Coker, and her return pass is stolen away. JCN will have a final shot here in the first. 18-17. Pete will go over to the left side. 15 seconds left in the first. Had Jocelyn Seaver with it. She'll dribble toward the top with 10. Jocelyn pulls up her dribble, goes cross court. It's going to be stolen away. Banowitz. 4 seconds, three. Banowitz breakaway layup. Got it. It's a buzzer. That will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after one in Atchison. Morehead Academy and JCN girls tied at 9.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Hard work, man, hard work. Thank you. That's very kind of you. It's very good of them. I don't know. I don't know why they would do that, but it was good of them. Well, thank you. Hey, welcome back to Haverty Gymnasium. We go to the second quarter. It's a 9-9 ball game. Jefferson County North and Morehill Mount Academy for JCN. It's Clara Johnson leading the way with 5-2 apiece for Siever and Jobbins. For MHMA, 4 apiece for Folsom and Banowitzin, 1 for Hannah Coker. Here we go. Lady Ravens in the home pints, putting the ball in play, and we are back underway. Out on top of it is going to be Banowitz. She loses the handle for a moment. Pass across court and going to be knocked away from Jordan Rink. Slaps out of bounds by Clara Johnson for JCN. Lady Ravens will be putting a play right in front of the Charger bench. Just underway now in the second quarter. Top side with the basketball is going to be Urban over to Rink. She'll bring it back out to Bethany to Hope. Bethany with it again. Right side it goes Jordan. They'll work on the right side, work on the right side. Go from the top to the wing to the corner and back around again. Completely leaving the left side empty. Here's a three for Banowitz. And a rebound down to Jeff North and Emily Langley. Langley probably 6'1" out of the court. And she'll take the upcourt pass. It's knocked away from her for a moment by Bainsley. And Scarlett not committing a foul. Here's another one knocked away. And again, near a foul, but none called. Saved by JCN. The drive into the middle. The ball's going to be stripped away. And there is going to be a foul called. I suspect it's going to be on hand, but we'll wait for the official to come over and make that call for us. It is not. It is going to be the second on Scarlett. So Scarlett Bagley will have her second foul of the game. Free throw. Won't go. So Maisie Thompson, 0-for-3 at the free throw line. Better shooter than that. We've seen her play last year. And good player. Bagley's going to come out with those couple of fouls, and back in comes Caitlin Folsom. And for Macy Thompson, one more shot. Looking to break the tie, and it will not go in. Rebound. Offensive board. Follow shot. No. This time it's pulled out by Hannah Coker. Here comes Bethany Urban, and MHMA's back on offense. 6:50 to go in the opening half. It is a 9-9 game. Pass comes out on top. Jordan Rink comes it over to the right side to Urban. Bit of a head fake. Gets inside her defender. Pulls up from 15. Missed it. Rebound off the floor. Taken away by Jeff North. Clara coming up with a basketball, and she will bring it into the forecourt. Johnson comes down the right side. Kicks it down low. The layup is going to be up and good. Count it, plus one. The bucket is good for Emily Langley. And she has an opportunity at the three-point play as Hannah Cooker will have her first foul. Chase Dean has struggled at the free throw line tonight. They are 0-for-6 at the line so far. But now, coming off that basket, lead by 2, 8-11-9. This will be the free throw, wide to the left side, and no. That is, the officials grabbed the ball, stopped it. She got the bucket, and it was a one-shotter. And the official underneath the goal was so confused, he grabs the rebound and was going to reload for a second free throw. And now the other two officials come down to tell him it was the bonus free throw. And they're going to bring it in play for the baseline and give it to MHMA. That was a bit of a debacle. 6:20 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens with the basketball. They're passed in the middle. It's going to be stolen away. Clara coming up with the steal. And she's going to bring it up the court herself. 11-9. Jeff North. Lady Ravens have yet to score here in the second quarter. Feed over to the right side. Clara tries to bounce it in the middle. It's going to be knocked away. Saved by Laird. And a feed underneath. And a big collision. Macy Thompson gets fouled. Going to be a second foul now by Hannah Coker. That will be team foul six. So JCN will move into the 1-and-1 here for the last 6:04. We're going to get Cody back into the game, taking Banowitz out. So again, head coach Luke Noll has two freshmen on the floor. And here's the pass. It's going to be picked up on the dribble. Breaking it down the court. Coker's driving layup will not go in, but we're going to get a foul called. It's going to be on Clara. It's not going to be on Clara. Now we got to figure out who it's on. He called 11. Well, that's his shooting. It is going to be on Clara. Okay, that'll be her first team foul, too. The free throw, it's up and in. So Hannah Coker has 2 points, 2 of 3 at the free throw line this evening. One more shot coming up here. The senior puts it high, arcing, and it rolls out no good. Laird coming out with a rebound, and here comes JC in. It is 11-10 with 5:50 to go in the half. Jeff North with the basketball at a one-point lead. Now swing it over to the right side. It's going to be Claire Jobbins with it. Claire steps inside the circle, puts up the long two that skips across. No good. Lady Ravens coming up with a rebound. Up the floor it comes, driving in, going up. Not even close. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Jefferson County North. 5:25 to play. Here in the first half. JC for the basketball. He'll swing it over to the wing. Moore Hill Mount Academy, are they settling into the zone? They are. They're in a little 3-2 zone, actually, maybe even a 1-2-2. In the middle, it's turnaround shot by Abby. Will not go. Rebound slapped away out of her hands. Lost out of bounds off Jordan Rink. Scarlett Bagley will come back into the game, and also Nora Keckner will come back in. So Scarlett will be in. Playing with 2 fouls. 5 minutes to go in the half. Jason will kick it in on the baseline left, taken there by Macy. Thompson feeds it over to the block, but turnaround from there, off the rim. Nope. Rebounding it down. Folsom. Here comes Moore Hill Mount Academy. Down the right side where there's going to be Keckner, and she took her eye off the ball and lost it, and it goes out of bounds. So MHMA with another turnover and backup court. It's going to come. Here's Claire. Jobbins just short of midcourt will launch the outlet pass into the forecourt, top of the key. Now the feed across to the right. It's going to be slapped away by Caitlin, and it's going to go out of bounds off Jeff North. Lady Ravens will have it back in play. Here in this timeout, we are going to see Clara Johnson come back in. Clara in for Macy Thompson. 4.5 to go in the first half, 11-10. Game has been close like this throughout. The largest lead in the game so far has been 2. And each team has had that 2-point lead. Here's a feed over to the right block to Scarlett. Comes back out on top. Cody just a little wide to the right side. And going to be saved in for the Lady Ravens. That was a nice hustle down low. Folsom has it. Looks to the middle. Comes back out on top. Here's Urban for 3. Rebounding it down. Lady Chargers. Seaver coming up the floor, midpoint now of the second. 11-10, Jeff North squaring up. Here's a 3, right side. Nope. Rebound. Out of play. Look at the scenes. Jeff North basketball. If they put in play right in front of the Moore Hill Mount Academy bench. Keckner coming out of the ball game and back in is going to come Hope Banowitz. So Ravens have gotten rather small. Here's the inbound, knocked away. Hope with the breakaway layup, and it won't go in. Rebound followed up by Cody. Won't go in. And rebounding it back down. Here comes Jefferson County North. 3:40 to play in the first half. JCN off the left block, comes out to the top of the key where they've got Abby Laird playing up at high. Off to the left side where the Lady Chargers is going to be Langley, and as she turns to put the shot on its way, she's fouled coming to the line for two. We've had quite a few fouls. We've had quite a number of free throws taken today. That'll be now the third foul for Scarlett. Markham Mount Academy is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. JCN is 1 of 8. Head coach Steve Noel can't be really overjoyed with that. Matwin is going to be just a little short. It is now a 12-10 lead. And Morehill Mount Academy, whose girls struggled Friday night, scored one in the third quarter. Well, so far they've only scored one in the second quarter today. Still looking for some offense. Over to the right side, Urban. She'll keep shooting. That one won't go down. Offensive rebound, Folsom. She'll get that and rolls in. Caitlin Folsom ties the game at 12. 3 minutes left in the half. Here's a feed over to the right side. It's going to be loose on the floor, slumped away, and out of bounds. Back it'll come to Jefferson County North. 2:57 to go in the before intermission here. 12-12 in this NEKL girls game. JCN on the road tonight here in Atchison. Haverty Gym on the Morehill Mount Academy campus. Over to the right side. It's going to go. The feed down to the baseline. Langley shot up. Nope. Rebounding it down. Folsom. Here comes MHMA outlet. We'll go to Banowitz. She'll drive, fall away, shot, no. Rebound way too soft. And we're going to get a rebound taken down by JCN. Back up with it. They will come, the Lady Chargers, into the forecourt with 2.5 to go in the half. Skip pass is going to come out on top. Joseph, I don't know what happened, but sometime here, the echo has gone away, and I couldn't be happier. Whatever you've done, I thank you. And we're going to get a foul defending up top side. That's going to be on Bethany Urban. It'll be her first foul. And back to the free throw line. It'll be Jefferson County North. They are in the bonus with 2:13 to go in the half. Is that is team foul 8 by Morehill Mount Academy. Jane Cena has only committed 2 fouls in the game. The free throw here is up. Good. And the bonus is earned by Claire Jobbins. Claire eyeing it up, taking her time. It is on its way. No. Rebound to Banowitz. 13-12. Up it comes to Bethany. Urban will weave into the lane. Beautiful move, and the layup is up and good. And on that shot, as she cut into the lane, she will draw a foul. Whistle's going to be on Claire, and that'll be her first foul, team foul 3. An opportunity here at the conventional three-point play for Bethany. And it will not go in. Rebound get down. Jeff North. 14-13. Lady Ravens by 1. Ball's going to be slapped away from behind and going to roll away, go out of bounds. Heck, it'll come to Jeff North. Inside 2 minutes to go in the half now. Guys' teams look like they're getting ready to come out. Do a little warm-up. Their game will come up next. We're going to get a Raven timeout. Yes, we are. Let's do it. We're taking a break with 1:59 to go in the half. It is Morehill Mount Academy 14, JCN 13.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
A lot of missed free throws. Back with you here in Haverty Gym as we get back to play. And as they get the ball in play, coming out of the timeout, going to come back to Morehelma Academy. The chasing with the turnover. Here come the Lady Ravens. Driving in is Cody. Puts a shot up. Can't get close. Rebounding it back down. Here comes JC in. Ravens have a player on the floor. The feet over to the left side. The shot is going to be up and good. And now we're going to stop play. The bucket is going to count for Macy Thompson. And with a minute 28 to go, we'll see what's happening over here. Look at that taken care of. 15-14 now. 1:28 to go in the opening half. Here comes MHMA. Lady Ravens into the forecourt, cross court. They try to force the play, try to force the ball into the middle of it. Chasing in defense was ready for it. It's going to be slapped free and knocked away. Taken up the court by Clara Johnson. Here's a shot left side. Long two is up and no good. Rebounding it back down for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be Hope Banowitz. No, it's going to be Urban. She'll outlet it to Folsom. Stop. Pop gets two more. Count it plus one. The bucket is good. And Caitlin Folsom is having a breakout game here in game two of her freshman season. The foul is going to be the first of the game by Abby Laird. And Jeff North, team foul four. At the line for one free throw is going to be Caitlin. It is up. Won't drop. Rebounding it down. Macy Thompson. Macy comes up with a basketball. Clara Johnson into the forecourt. Here comes a JC. And down to a minute to go in the opening half. And a turnaround shot from the left side is in. Emily Langley. Going to get credit for that one. And it's now 17-16. JCN and MHMA is going to turn it over again. 41 seconds to go in the half. Chargers bring it in. Walking up the court with it, Clara. Everybody has preceded her down the floor. 35, 34 seconds to go in the opening half. At the free throw line with the back to the rim is going to be Emily Langley. She'll drive around to the left side. Now their pass out on top is batted away. Here comes Urban. She'll drive right. Right hand. Layup. Nova got fouled. Bethany coming to the line for two. Two free throws coming here. Coming off the foul by Claire Jobbins. It'll be Claire's second foul today. She's the first JCN player to have picked up a second foul. Bethany's 0 for 1 at the line tonight. But that one is perfect. One more shot coming up for Marhill Mount Academy and their junior, Bethany Urban. This one rattles home. She'll get them both. So Urban will have two, and it's now 18-17. 20 seconds left in the first half. You have a rock or something, you can just drop something on him. Here's a three right side coming up short for JCM. Batted around. Coker brings it down with 9 seconds. Knocked to the floor with seven. And we'll have another whistle and another foul. Foul is going to be on Marhill Mount Academy. No. I'm not sure what we're doing here exactly. I'm just about so confused. That's team foul six. Richard, I'm struggling with some of these calls here tonight. I'm waiting for him to figure out that that's not a one and one. We got to go back to the other end. I was confused a minute ago when they picked up the ball after the bonus free throw. And now I'm confused again that we're going to shoot one and one with six. But now they got it right, and it's okay. And coming up the floor, Jocelyn Siever is going to pick up the foul. Sure, Coach Steve, no, reading what that would happen, he was only 6 seconds ago in the half in a one-point game. MHMA leading it by one. Keckner will come in. And she's going to take out Hannah Coker because they don't want Hannah to pick up a third foul here in this last 6 seconds. Bethany's first. Yeah, she's found the range now at the free throw line. Bethany Urban has now hit three in a row and has all five of her points here in the second quarter. One more shot coming up. Anthony sends it on its way. Rattles out, no good. Rebound, JC, and they got to hurry. 4 seconds. Outlet pass with two. Batted away, stolen. It's going to go out of bounds, and with less than a second to go, JC will have it to play at their offensive baseline, but with less than a second, you can just have time for the tip. The ball comes in, and that's going to do it. Wave, come to halftime here in Atchison. And we'll move back to summarize the opening half for you. At intermission, Morehead Mount Academy 18, and JCN 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
We're here at the Haverty Gymnasium on the campus of Barnhill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas. High school basketball, the girls game. First and halftime of the ladies game finds the home team, MHMA, in front of Jefferson County North, 19-17. A quick recap of the opening half scoring. First of all, four, head coach Steve Knowles, JCN Lady Chargers. Five apiece for Emily Langley and Clara Johnson paces the way. There are Claire Jobbins knocking down three and two each for Macy Thompson and Jocelyn Seaver. For Marhill Mount Academy, an outstanding first half for the freshman coming off the bench. Caitlin Folsom with eight. Bethany Urban, 5 points, all of them in the second quarter. Four in the opening quarter for Hope Banowitz and Hannah Coker, with 2 on 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Fouls, JCN fouled a little bit late in the first half, but never got MHMA into the bonus. No player for JCN with more than two. For Morehead Mount Academy, you've got Scarlett Bagley with 3 fouls, Hannah Coker with a pair. Again, the guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Their game coming up next after this, but right now we're going to take a breather. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the ladies game live and then the guys game. But right now with your intermission score, Morehead Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 19, Jefferson County North 17. Kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, where you betcha he's got a halftime for you.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net. You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from the Marhill Mount Academy campus as they're playing host to JCN. Taking a look at the Care Country calendar, we've got a lot on tap for you. Thursday night will bring us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 on Thursday nights. Saturday, we've got Friday night, we've got high school basketball again, as we've got Atchison High versus Eudora. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8 p.m. Benedictine takes on Culver Stockton this Saturday with a high noon tip for the women's game. Again, we've got a high noon tip-off for the women's game. That means the men's game should start sometime around 2 p.m. as the Ravens will be taking on Culver Stockton.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports. Daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Taking a look around the area, we've got the Sabetha Blue Jays taking on Wamego Rangers right now in the ladies' game. At the end of three, it is Blue Jays sitting at 20 points to the Wamego Raiders 50. In the Hiawatha-Troy game, Hiawatha is leading Troy 11-0 with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Taking a look at a couple of finals, we've got Frankfurt Ladies beating Manhattan Chief 59-15. The Perry Lecompton Ladies beat Paola 32-31 in a hard-fought game. And in a boys' final that we actually have an early report on, we've got Frankfurt falling to Manhattan Chief, Frankfurt 25, Manhattan Chief 68. We'll be going back to Tom Kautz in just a moment.
It's Care Radio's Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. At the end of each qualifying event, we'll draw 5 names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you're in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our next sign-up will be Thursday, December 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. at AFA Advisors at 1145 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 27. Northeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 48 tomorrow, cloudy. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 37. Upper 40s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Low 40s overcast Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, you're right. We're back here at the Haverty Gymnasium on the Moorhill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. Get set for the second half of tonight's girls game. First of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening on Care Radio. Happy to have you along with us. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio, taking great care of all of us at halftime. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Counts with you here at the mezzanine, and it'll be JC in basketball with the alternate possession to begin the second half. We are underway. JC in, putting it in play. I'll bring it out of the high post. The Lady Ravens have shifted defenses a little bit. Here's a three launched and missed, and the rebound down to Hannah Coker. Took it away to Bethany Urban. The feed over to the left side to Scarlett. Tries to back in. No room. Banowitz turns, shoots, gets two. Hope Banowitz knocking down a couple. And she's having a big game. That's her 6 point of the evening. 21-17. With 7:27 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens out in front by four. It is their largest lead. And the largest lead for either team in the game. In the middle of the lane. Little hook shot. Rolls around and in. Count that bucket for Emily Langley, and she's got seven. 21-19. Ravens by a pair. 1-3-1 zone. How about that for J.C. Hinn? Ravens, we're going to bounce around, and now it's going to be stolen away. J.C. Hinn, fast break, other end, up, no. Rebound is going to go away, go out of bounds, and it will be Lady Charger basketball. So J.C. Hinn will be putting the ball in play from beneath their goal. 6:51 to go in the third quarter, trailing the Lady Ravens by a pair at 21-19. Each team has got their original five in there. Here's a baseline turnaround shot. It's going to be up no good, and the rebound is off the floor, and a jump ball called. Possession arrow, MHMA. So here come the Lady Ravens. Banowitz is going to bring it in, and Urban will bring it up the court. And again, JCN settling into that little zone defense. Here's Coker going three, too strong. Rebound, Urban will save it, bring it back out on top. The feed to the right side of the lane, Durink comes back up on top. Left-hand shot, won't go for Banowitz. And on the rebound, a tied-up ball will result in possession to Jeff North. 6:20 to go in the third quarter, 21-19. Two teams coming in for game two of the 2022-23 high school season. Chargers won their first one at McLeod. MHMA coming up short against ACCHS in their game one of the year. Now the ball's going to be knocked away by Urban. Here she comes. Drive it down. Left side. Layup. Good. Bethany for two more. And so for Bethany Urban, it'll be seven, making a 23-19. Moorhill Mount Academy in front again by four. It is their second time to have that four-point lead. Laird has the basketball over to the left wing. Now she will drive down to the baseline. Lose the handle. Picked back up. Macy's follow shot. Nope. Rebound. JCN followed up. Nope. Rebound. Scarlett. Bagley will come down with the basketball, and here comes MHMA on the run. Banowitz over to the left side. She'll square. Left-handed three. A little too strong. And Thompson rebounding it away. Here comes Jefferson County North. Langley will have it. It gets it over quickly to Clara Johnson. Clara, left side to Laird. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Turnaround shot, Langley. Up, won't go. Rebound underneath. Coker. Back up with Wacoma, JZN. Neither team is shooting a particularly sterling shot percentage so far here tonight. Here's a 17-footer for Urban. Off the rim, straight up and straight in. Bethany with 9. And it's 25-19. And as MHMA goes up a half a dozen, I'm surprised we don't see head coach Steve Noe looking for the timeout. There it is. Waiting for it to happen. Joseph, we're taking a break. It's at 4:37 to go in the third quarter. MHMA 25, JCN's Lady Chargers 19.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, cheer squads from both programs getting their crowds invigorated during the timeout. We welcome you back again to the Hammerty Gym with 4:37 to go in the third quarter. 25-19 is the score. And MHMA has put together its largest lead of the game, now up a half a dozen. Going to bring Caitlin Folsom back into the game. Caitlin had a sterling first half, the freshman, with 8 points in the first half here tonight. Passed over to the left side. JCM with the basketball. Comes back off on top. Langley, here's a three. Launched and coming up just short off the hand of Claire Jobbins. Back it will come to the Lady Ravens. Urban and Banowitz out there. You've got Coker, Rink, and Folsom. All alone, the three is up. Won't go for Coker. Rebound. Jefferson County North. Line up the court with it. It's going to be Claire. Jobbins goes down the right side, pulls it up. Looking in the middle. Comes back off on top. Around the left side is going to be Clara Johnson. And the ball is going to get away and be picked up by Jordan Rink. Rink comes down the court. Top side it goes. Folsom back over to the left side. And Ravens working off on top to Urban. They'll kick it back again. Coker will go three again, and this time drains it. Hannah Coker, her first field goal of the game. She's now got 9. Had a couple of free throws early, and JCN taking another timeout. We'll take the break here at 3:35 to go in the third quarter. It's a 9-point Lady Raven lead. MHMA 28, JCN 19.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, the Chargers coming out of the timeout, put the ball in play. Let's see what they've hatched here. They've brought Jocelyn Seaver back into the lineup. Morehill Mount Academy playing a zone defense. Little maybe 2-3 kind of a zone. Clock rolling along at 3:15. Here's a 3-point shot. Jobbins. Nope. Rebound tipped around. Safe. JCN. Turnaround shot off the window. In and out. Nope. Rebound to go down this time. It's going to be Folsom. And she's got the ball stripped out of her hands and got fouled in the backcourt. So as Caitlin comes down with a rebound, she gets fouled. And Morehill Mount Academy is going to be coming back up the court with it. That's going to be the second foul of the game by Clara Johnson. And can you believe that? That's the first foul in the second half by either team. 3 minutes to go in the third. No fouls. And this pass down to the baseline is right through the hands of Rink, and it's going to go out of bounds down to the baseline. Back it will come to JCN. Into the game now for head coach Luke Noel an MHMA. Anna Cody will come back in. Also coming back in is going to be Nora Keckner out there with Urban, Folsom, and Coker. Charges with the basketball, but in a little trouble now, treading it by 9. 2:40 to go in the third. Don't look to bring it off on top. Getting it between the circles. Now tipping it over to the right side of the lane. Batted away by Coker, but saved out on top. Clara Johnson will have it. Kicks it back out on top to Claire Jobbins. Back over to Clara. And now, reaching in, the ball is going to be knocked away, and we're going to get a foul called, and it is going to be foul number 3 on Clara Johnson. So Johnson will pick up a foul, and she will come out of the game. Coach Steenville is going to bring Macy Thompson back in, and Lady Ravens are going to bring it in from deep in the backcourt with 2:22 to go in the third. They lead by 9, 28-19 here tonight, looking for their first win of the 2022-23 basketball season. Here's a long 2 put on its way. It'll be short, a little bit off the mark by Cody. Here comes Jefferson County North. Walking it up the court is Claire Jobbins. Claire kicks it right wing. Jocelyn will take it. Just inside the free throw line is going to be Langley. Now back, it'll come to Jobbins. The shot is up, missing. Ravens rebounded down. Here comes Cody bringing it down the court. She will stop between the circles, lob it over to the left side to Coker. Coker will square up, send up a 3, misses. Rebound, Abby Laird, and JCN comes back the other way. Minute 40 to go in the third. Walking it up the court, JCN. Jobbins will go over to the right block, falling away. The shot is up, off the rim 2 times, no good. And rebounding it down, it's going to be lost off the fingertips of Macy Thompson. And it's going to be Lady Raven basketball. Minute and a half to go. Third quarter, back into the game for Jeff North will come Clara Johnson. It will be Morehill Mount Academy basketball. And up with it will come Bethany Urban. Minute 25 and rolling along here in the third quarter. Bethany swings it over to the right side. Jason is shifted to a player defense. It's going to be knocked out of Cody's hands, but be recovered by Coker. Now to Bethany Urban. Urban backing away, working in front of Johnson. Pulls up her dribble, a step and a half above the three-point arc. Kicks it over to the right side to Coker. Back over to the right side to Cody. Feeds off the block, turnaround shot, Folsom too strong. And a rebound, cleared away underneath by Macy Thompson. JC and coming up the floor as if we're in the last minute now of the third quarter. 28-19. Morehill Mount Academy in front. Charger will take it on the right wing, brings it out, top of the key. Langley starts in the middle, and reaching in, she's fouled. The whistle's going to be on Bethany, and for Urban, it'll be foul number 2. And for the Ravens, that will be team foul 1 of the second half. Went almost the entire third quarter without having picked up a foul. Bethany will come out and back in Hope Banowitz. Lady Chargers looking to get, I think, patient enough to get a good look at the rim, but the shot up here by Langley won't go in. And a rebound. Ravens Coker will bring it up the floor this time. Half a minute to go in the third. Over to the right side. That is Keckner with it. Out on top, Banowitz. Head coach Luke Nola's on his feet, telling his team what he wants. And I'm guessing a final shot maybe in the third quarter. They'd love to take a double-digit lead to the fourth. Over to the left side is going to be Keckner. Skips it back off on top. Banowitz, 10 seconds. Now 9. Out on top. Here's a 3 for Folsom. Wide right. Rebound. Coker. And we get a jump ball called with 3 seconds left, and it's going to belong to the Ravens. Let's see what do they have up their sleeve here. Coach Luke Knoll. Here's a great learning opportunity for your team, and he's going to take it. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. I don't suspect this will take too long, and especially knowing that we've only got 3 seconds to play in the third quarter. What Coach Luke Knoll wants to do, and I have to keep going with first names, too, because we've got Coach Luke Knoll and Coach Steve Knoll on these two teams. What he's trying to do here is use this as a teaching opportunity. And there's going to be times in the course of a season, this season, future seasons, when you are going to have an inbound play at your own baseline. It's going to come in from just about the lane, actually, so not directly beneath the goal. 3 seconds ago, and you're going to want to get a shot off. For the Lady Ravens, it would be to provide them with a double-digit lead going to the fourth, but there will be other instances when it might be a very crucial shot. And here's an opportunity to see if you can polish that play. Kecton will bring it in. Quickly goes Banowitz up and hits the three, and that takes us to the fourth quarter. Big shot, Hope Banowitz, and we go to the fourth in Atchison. MHMA 31, JCN 19.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We go to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, of this girls' high school game, 31-19. Jefferson County North trails Morehill Mount Academy. And on that final play that was instituted with 3 seconds left, well done. Brought in play. A screen had been set. Hope Banowitz got a good look at it, knocks it down. And she and Bethany Urban are tied for team scoring highs with 9 apiece. Hot on their heels, Caitlin Folsom with 8. The other 5 belong to Hannah Coker. For Jefferson County North, it was a tough third quarter. They scored only 2 third quarter points. They belong to Emily Langley. She leads their team with 7. We go to the fourth. It is JCN basketball, and we are back underway. Lady Chargers with the basketball. And down 11 and having scored only 2 in the third quarter, you would suspect this is going to be a tough comeback. Now the upcourt pass is going to be stolen away. Ravens over to the left side, and a little collision. Rink nearly topples over, but teammate is able to pick up the loose basketball, and the Ravens are going to slow it down maybe just a little bit at Urban. He says over to the right side. Chargers are going to that player defense. Here's Banowitz, tries to pass it down low. It's going to be rescued by Folsom. She'll dribble it off on top. Urban skips it back to Folsom, top of the key. Dumps it over to the right side. Now off the block, underneath, shot up off the window, no good. Follow shot up and in. And how about that? A bucket for Jordan Rink. She'll get her first point today. Now I'd have to look back and see if this is her first one on the season. 33-19. As we go inside, 7 minutes to play in the game. JCM with the ball. Over to the left block, Macy Thompson. Just above the free throw line. Gets it out on top. Now over to the right side. Chobin shot off the rim 2 times. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Rink, and she'll bring it up the floor. 6:40 to go. Top side is going to be Urban. Guys, game coming up after this one. Don't get away. We've got more high school hoops here on care. Off the right block. The shot up. And how about that? It's Scarlett for 2. Scarlett Bagley. Picking up her first points of the game. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up and good for 3, and we're going to get a JCN timeout. The bucket drained from way on time by Claire Jobbins. We're taking a break. 6:14 to play in the game. Morehill Mount Academy 35, Jeff North 22.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
It's good to have you along with us here on Care Radio this evening. 6:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Now, Richard, help me out. Do my eyes deceive me, or is that long time JC and head coach Jim Brickell sitting with us here today? I haven't seen Jim in a while. That's great. Good to see him out here tonight. 6 minutes to go in the game. Here's a little turnaround shot. It's up a bit too strong by Caitlin. JC is going to come down with a rebound. Up floor with the basketball, they're going to come. Lady Chargers on offense, but have their work cut out for them with 5:49 to play. They're going to go by 13. Abby Laird will take it to the free throw line, push it off on top, no room there. Over to the left side, driving shot to the baseline is no good. And as Claire Jobin tumbles to the ground, she's been fouled. That is going to be four on Scarlett. Claire Jobbins, one of two at the free throw line tonight. That one, she uses the glass to drive it in. So Claire, hitting that three a moment ago, will, with that free throw, have seven. One more shot coming up here. It is on its way. Perfect. So Claire Jobbins now at 8 points, and it is 35-24. Five consecutive points for JCN, and all of them by Claire. 5:40 to go in the game. Lady Chargers going to apply some full court pressure. MHMA is going to break it across midcourt. It's going to be knocked free, stolen away from Urban, picking it up. Chargers down the floor. Clara Johnson and a foul on Bethany. Bethany looking to make amends, sir. That ball hadn't been stolen from her a moment ago. They're not going to call it on Bethany. I thought it was going to be on her. They're going to give it to Rink. It'll be foul number one for Jordan. Inbound it comes. Turnaround shot. Nope. Rebound. Slapped around it. Picked up Banowitz. And Hope will come up the floor, and we're going to get an MHMA timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Ravens at 5:20 left in the ballgame. It is Morgan Mount Academy 25, Jefferson County North 24.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around Atchison for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road in Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Oh, nice crowd on hand here for Tuesday night high school basketball in the Northeast Kansas League. The girls game with only 5:24 remaining to be played. And the home team, Morgan Mount Academy, in front of rival JCN, 35-24. Lady Ravens are going to bring Hannah Cody back into the game, and she's going to inbound the ball. Urban, Banowitz, Coker, and Folsom are the MHMA 5. Here comes the Lady Ravens. They drive into the lane, kick back out on top. MHMA will lob it over to the left side to Hope. Dumps it off down low, Bethany, and we're just over 5 minutes left in the game now. Lady Ravens, I suspect, will get rather patient, pretty selective about any shots that they're going to take. Top side is going to be Coker. Cody will handle it on the top. Swing it back over to the right side. 4:50 left. JCN is in player defense, keeping all the defenders pretty much inside the circle. And an offensive player steps out above the three-point line, they will stop defensively pretty much at that line, that barrier, if you will. 4.5 minutes to play. Ravens kind of chilling this thing down a little bit. Coker comes back out on top to Urban. Bethany will ease over to the left side to Banowitz. She's had a really nice game, Hope has. Drives down to the baseline, and her pass to the top is going to be knocked free and stolen. Here comes Jefferson County North. Up the board with it is going to be Claire Jobbins. Claire will bring it out between the circles to Emily Langley. Back over to the right side to Clara Johnson. And as the ball gets down to the right block, we're going to get a foul. A little push from behind by Hannah Coker. That'll be Hannah's third foul tonight, and it'll be team foul four for MHMA here in the second half. Inside 4 minutes to go now. Chargers with the basketball, but again, trailing by 11. Here's a turnaround shot. It's up and no good. Rebounding it down is Folsom. Ravens will walk it again up the floor. Here comes Urban. Kind of alternating hands with the dribble. She'll take it across the timeline just to the left side of the logo. Has it way out on top. back it away near the scorer's table. Now swings over to the left side, keeps the dribble alive, changes hands, cuts it back to the right, stops, top of the key, kicks it over to Cody. Her cross-court pass is to Coker, back out on top. It'll come to Urban, and we're down to 3:20 to go. Coach Luke Knoll on his feet, making sure his team is keeping up doing what he wants them to do, and they're doing a nice job of engaging the defense and then breaking away and resetting that closely guarded count. 3 minutes to play, and Urban just swinging like a pendulum back and forth. Now she'll dribble over to the right side. 2:50 to go. And MHMA doing a really outstanding job of ball control. Here's the pass in the middle. It's going to be turned over. Bannon was trying to pass one through the lane, and Chargers were there for it. And now the ball is going to be knocked away by Urban. It's on the floor. Three players dive on it, and we'll get a jump ball called possession back to the Ravens. Abby Laird returns to the floor for Jeff North. Laird will be out there. You've got Jocelyn Seaver and Emily Langley. I see Claire Jobbins, and I think Claire Johnson rounds it out. We're going to get a Jeff North timeout. Joseph, let's do it. What do you say? We're going to take a break. Late in the ballgame with 2:39 to play. It remains Morehill Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 35, Jeff North 24.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
But well, the fourth quarter has not seen a whole lot of the way of scoring. Morehill Mount Academy has scored 4 in the quarter. JCN has scored 5 in the fourth quarter. And we've got just over 2.5 minutes to play in the game. Lady Ravens will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. And JCN is going to go to some full court pressure on the inbound. Is Hope Banowitz to do the inbound work. She'll bring it into Cody, who has it knocked out of her hand, and they're going to call a foul on Abby Laird, her second. And for Jason, it'll only be 3 second-half fouls, so Morehill Mount Academy's a long way from the 1-1. Inbound, it comes out on top, and the Ravens will take it over to the right side, and Folsom very smartly does not go for the shot. She brings it back. Now Coker from the baseline couldn't pass up the easy 12-footer and knocked it down. Hannah Coker with 7. 37-24. We're at 2:10 to go. Top side of the basketball is going to be Macy Thompson. Now the turnaround from a step and a half above the three-point line is up no good, and bodies on the floor as they missed 3. Bounds away. Let's see against whom this one will be called. Fisher's going to walk over and wait to see. There we go. Going to be the second foul on Jocelyn. Nora Kettner comes back in. From Morehill Mount Academy. Scarlett is back in also, and here comes the Lady Raven offense driving down. The shot is going to go up, and a foul is drawn. That's going to put Folsom at the free throw line. So Caitlin's going to be coming to the stripe as she draws the foul on Macy. Macy Thompson's third foul tonight. Big game for Caitlin, and the freshman's free throw is up and good. So for Caitlin Folsom, point number 9, and she can reach double figures. She'll be the First player for either team in double figures. If she gets this one, it's wide left. Rebound. Abby Laird. Here comes Jeff North. Minute 50 to go in the game. JCN feeds underneath. Abby on the floor once. Turns. Puts a shot up and a foul by Folsom. The two bigs coming together here in the middle as the ball got down off the block. And it will put Abby at the line. Abby's looking for her first point of the game. Caitlin will have her second foul tonight. Easy does it. The free throw off the back of the rim. Straight up and in and good. So Abby Laird has the point, making it 38-25. Long, hard look at it. Second one rolls in. She'll get them both. So Abby will hit a pair of free throws. It's now 37-26. And we have a minute 42 to go in the game. Ravens are going to have to deal with some full court pressure, and Bethany Irvin breaks it up the floor with little difficulty. Slide to the left side with a little left-hand dribble, and then, because that's what she was told to do, and that's what she had to do, Claire Johnson with just a little reach out and initiates just enough contact to draw the foul. Nothing too much. That'll be team foul 6, and the Ravens will be putting it in play for the final time tonight here with a minute 32 to go. Keckner will bring it in to Scarlett, and the ball is loose on the floor. Gets away from Bethany. It's going to go out of bounds. Back it will come to Jefferson County North. A little offense-defense switch here for head coach Steve Noel. He's going to take Seaver out and bring Laird back in. I'm not so sure so much about the offense-defense, but with Laird in there, you gain a lot of height. And maybe he's just looking for extra size in the middle of the lane. Here's a turnaround shot. It's up. No good. Laird crashes in for the board, follows it up, and knocks it in. That's why she came back into the game. Abby Laird has 4. 37-28. And we've got a minute 10 to go. All out on top with Urban. And there again is a little reach out and enough push to collect the foul, and for Claire Jobbins, it'll be number 4. And that will bring us to the 1-1. At the free throw line for the Lady Ravens, it'll be Bethany Urban. Bethany is 3 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. This one is up and good, and Bethany becomes the first double-digit scorer. Caitlin had a chance, but she's right now at 9 points. Bethany now has 10. Second one. Got them both. 39-28. In the last minute of the game, Jeff North with it. Goes all the way across to the left side. The long two is up. Nope. Rebound. Cleared down by Folsom. She gets fouled from behind. She'll come to the line on the other end of the court. 42 seconds to go. I think this is going to be a Macy. It is. Macy Thompson. And it'll be her I have for 4. So 4 fouls for Macy. Caitlin, here's her chance at 10, and she cashes it in. Caitlin Folsom with 10 points. She could tie Bethany now for high scoring honors with 11. This free throw, wide right. It is 40-28 with 42 seconds to go. Marham Mount Academy about to even their record at 1-1. JCN skip passes over to the right side, right in front of the Charger bench. Kind of gets away. Sneaks out of bounds, and Lady Ravens will bring it up the court. Half a minute to go now. Bethany Urban lobs it over to the left side. Banowitz comes back out on top to Bethany, and she is fouled. This time it's going to be the 4th foul on Clara. So 3 JCN players have collected a 4th foul. And back to the line, Bethany Urban. Bethany with 11. 12 points. was he 3-6 of 8 now at the free throw line. And that one is going to be off the mark and rebounding it down, MHMA. Vaguely rebounds it down, and the ball comes out to Bethany. She gets fouled again. This time the foul is going to be whistled on Clara Johnson, and that will end the night for her. So Clara is going to foul out with 20 seconds to go. End the night with 5 points. And Bethany will come up here for 2 free throws. The first one won't go in. We're in a double bonus now. 42-28. One more shot off the rim once. No. We better get down. Chase the end. 15 seconds left. Lady Chargers kick it over to Abby. She can shoot from there. Scarlett defending her. She'll fade away. Shot up, no. Rebounded by Urban, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. The Mar Hellman Academy Lady Ravens, 42. JC at 28. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Oh, yeah, back with you here at the Haverty Gymnasium, where the ladies' game is in the book tonight. Mar Hellman Academy's Lady Ravens coming away with a 42-28 win over Jeff North. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Chargers, leading the way, Claire Jobbins with 8. 7 in the ball game for Emily Langley. It was 5 tonight for Clara Johnson. Scoring 4 tonight, Abby Laird, 2 apiece for Jocelyn Seaver and Macy Thompson. 4, Moore Hill Mount Academy. Double-digit scoring for Bethany Urban. Bethany, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Didn't score in the opening quarter, had a huge second quarter. And rounding out with game-high honors at a dozen. Also in double figures for the Lady Ravens, Caitlin Folsom had 10. Great night for the freshman. Hope Banowitz, 9 in the ballgame this evening. It was a 7-point night for Hannah Coker and 2 each for Jordan Rink and Scarlett Bagley. So MHMA moves to 1-1 of the season. JCN now also 1-1. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't go far away. We're going to be back with their game very, very shortly. Coming up live here on CARE Radio. Again, the final score in the women's contest. Moore Hill Mount Academy 42, Jeff North 28. We're going to kick it back to the studio, but don't forget, guys, game coming up shortly. In the meantime, Joseph, take it away, my friend.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you.
This has been an MSC Sports production.